again, we read it. Let's look at it again when the king of Sodom came to him. He said, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And again, listen to Abraham. He said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand to the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest I should say, I have made Abram rich. Abram was declaring that everything he had, every battle and trial that he went through, he knew that the Lord was his reward. No gold, silver, nothing he wanted but the presence of the Lord. That was his reward. His faithfulness to God was not that God would give him money. His faithfulness to God was not that God would give him more livestock, that he would get richer. His faithfulness to God was that he would bless God, and he knew God would bless him. He knew God would bless him. As I've said, in the choice of where to go, he trusted God to lead him. He trusted God to guide him. He knew that God's presence, he would know the power of God, the love of God, and the wisdom of God. And that was his reward. That was his focus in life, to bless God, because he knew God would bless him. And he wasn't blessing God that God would reward him for blessing God. He was blessing God because he loved the Lord. He was blessing God because he wanted to honor God. He was blessing God that he wanted all nations, all men to know that God had provided everything for Abraham, that the blessing of God was upon Abraham and upon his seed. And he acknowledged this. He gave a tenth of all that he had unto the Lord. And again, this shows faith in God and indeed his love for the Lord, because his priority in life was the will of the Lord. And he proved this by the sacrifices he made and the obedience he lived by. God's work was number one in his life. And it wasn't a belief that if I do this for God, I'll get this. If I do this for God, I'll get that. His belief was, if I do this for God, it will bless God. And I trust God that he will bless me. And are we like that today? Firstly, do we know God is our shield? Do we know that God is our protector? And do we give unto the Lord that which is his? It says in Malachi 3, 8 and 10, I'm sure you all know it, we've quoted it many times. Will a man rob God? Ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat at any time in my house. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. It's underlined there. God is saying, prove me. Prove me. I trust you, Lord, then prove me. Abraham was proving God in his life. Do we prove God's blessings in our lives? Do we prove the goodness of God in our lives, in our faithfulness, in our obedience, and in what we give unto him? You know, there's people today, and it doesn't anger me, it saddens me, telling God's people, give me $100 in the God, or £100, and God will give you £1,000. And that's wrong, church. And I can't say it in the Word of God with the greatest respect. I was preaching once in Dayton, Ohio. Several preachers there. And the last preacher, he came on. And I must admit, he was good. What put me off, do you ever see these preachers and have an organist behind them? I found it really hard. But I tried my hardest. I always try to listen to what someone's saying. Not everyone is great presentation when they preach. But that doesn't upset me in any way. I listen to what they're saying. And what they're saying is blessing me, not how they deliver it. But this guy, he was blessed, and he must admit he gave a good word. But then at the end, he said, right, I want you to come up here and put a $200 seed in my ministry, and God will bless you. Church, they were queued out the back, way out the back. I couldn't believe it. And Jean and I, we sat where we were, and there was another American pastor. He didn't get up either, but this woman came over, and she said, you're the Northern Ireland pastor. And I said, yes. She says, I knew you wouldn't fall for that nonsense. But men are doing that. If I'd have been him and God said, I want $200 from every person, I'd have said, give $200 to this church. Give $200 to the ministry of this church. And this word today, I believe it goes wrong. We bless God by giving to God, and we do it with a willing heart. If I give something, if you give something to this church, you're giving it not that you want God to give you it back, but that God will take it and God will use it for his glory and for his honor. I was just thinking about Nehemiah. You know, when Nehemiah went back to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls and the temple, he gave great rebuke to the people. But I prayed and I looked at it and I said, what am I not seeing here, Lord? And I believe that Nehemiah, he was rebuking them because they weren't giving unto the Lord. They were more interested in building their own homes. But he wasn't rebuking them for building their homes. He was rebuking them because building their homes, their lives, was more important than building the house of the Lord. And church, there's nothing wrong with being successful. In business, in life, if God has blessed you, that's great. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with you trying to build a good home for yourself and your family. There's nothing wrong with you trying to gather up enough to leave your children. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's commendable. But when it becomes more important than the house of God, than giving unto the Lord, then we've got it wrong. And this is what Nehemiah was saying. You've got this wrong. Your focus is in building for yourselves. Abraham's focus was in blessing God. And many other men of God down through time, their focus was in blessing God. He rebuked them because they had neglected building the temple of the Lord. Their own needs, their own luxuries were more important than the house and the work of God. You see, we sing that beautiful song, I like it, Christ is my reward. Christ is my reward. What are we singing? Do you ever think, I've been thinking about them words all week. How is Christ my reward? Well, he's my Savior. He has blessed me. All that I have done, and all that I endeavor to do, and even mistakes I've made and been forgiven for, that's my reward. It's not finance. God has blessed us and we're comfortable, yes, but it's not finance. It's his blessing. It's his presence. It's his forgiveness. It's his love. It's his power in our lives. And we give unto him, showing him that he is our reward, that he is the most important thing in our lives, that we appreciate all that he's done for us. We're showing him and we're testifying to the world of God's blessing in our lives. Many people will tell you how well they've done in business. They'll show you their cars, their houses, their holiday homes. They'll tell you how hard they've worked for it. Fair play to them, well done. But as a Christian, what I want people to see is the blessings of God in my life, not my personal achievements. Not our personal achievements, but God's achievements in our lives. That is my reward. And when I sing that, that's what I feel in my heart and what I think. Christ is my reward. He is my Savior. He has granted unto me eternal life, the forgiveness of sins. He has redeemed me. That is my reward. That is my reward. And I show my appreciation in that as Abraham did when he went to Melchizedek. And he gave a tenth of everything he had unto the Lord. And Melchizedek blessed him and blessed God on his behalf as the family priest, as it were. And come on, church. As the praise teams come back, let Christ be our reward this morning. Let our goal in life be to bless him that he may bless us. And by blessing, I mean spiritually. That he would just help us, lead us, and guide us. Be our shield. Be our deliverer. Be our strength. Be the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Be the one that brings peace in the midst of every storm. Be the one that stands beside us when we're at wit's end corner. When we feel our backs against the wall, Christ is my reward. And he will bring us through. And he will bless us. Let's stand in his presence.